If you'd go, let's say the marshal, you go to the President of the United States. You go into the Oval Office, and the President of the United States says, "Oh, you know what? You want something? Okay, you know what? You want go on, and when you leave the White House, tell them at the desk they should send for you a taxi, and they should send you to the airport, and Air Force One should fly you back to Los Angeles. Could you imagine you have a guest? A guy walks into the White House, he's a guest. And on the way out, and he comes in, he meets the president. The president says, "Where are you from?" I'm from Los Angeles. So the president says, "Oh, very nice. You know what? How are you going to go home? You take a commercial flight in there. Go back on my plane, Air Force One. And they should take you, Marine One, should take you, should take you to the airport. And from there, take Air Force One." So the guy says, "Really?" He says, "Yeah. When you walk out of the office, tell them at the front desk, tell them that I said that they should send you back home on my airplane." They'll look at you like you're Meshuggah. You believe us that the president said that we should go? The president has to get on the phone and say, "There's a person here, I give an order, take him home, first class on my airplane." What's going on over here? Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelech, his brothers come, and he says to his brothers, "You, my brothers, on the way out, go to the clerk at the front desk and tell them that I said that they should give you wagons and this and this and wagons. Go down to Eretz Canaan to bring you all the whole family up over here." What? It's a joke. Yosef himself has to give the command that this should be done. The Ata and you, who's you? By the way, who's the you? Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to all of them together.
Rabbi, but Joseph just repeated what Paro told him in the Pasuk 17.
Oh, you're right. This right, I made a mistake. So this is Paro speaking. You're right, I made a mistake. Good, you caught me. Paro is speaking to Yosef. And Yosef is the Mishnah Lamelech. So, but the question still is a little bit. So Paro says, "Viato, you Yosef." Paro is the speaker. Mi Omar Elmi. Paro says to Yosef, "Viato, you Yosef, tsuveisa, give a command. Zosasu, kichuluchem eretz mitzrayim agulos l'tabchem l'nusheichem unusasemes avichem uvosem." Now, Viato, so we're going to the Rashi. Rashi says, "Viato tsuveisa mi pi." You command them, you Yosef, command them in my name. So I guess you have to say that Yosef was his assistant. Whatever Yosef says is in the name of Paro. All right. Zosasu koch emor lohem sheberushu sihu, that you're doing this with my permission. Still, why can't Paro himself give the command? Why is Paro giving the command through a secondary? All right, let's look at the Targum. There's no bold words in the Targum. Targum over here says, the at and you, mifakad, command, do evidu, this you shall do, savu l'choy me'arid mitzrayim, carry, or assume means to take, to you, from the land of Egypt, eglon wagons, l'tabchon for your children, v'lin shechon for your wives, v'sitlun yos avuchon v'seisov, and carry your father and bring him. Let me go give a quick look in this sefer, Parshas. In Parshas Vayigash. Okay, Parshas Vayigash. What does it say over here?
6x6.
Okay, Revi'i. Chamishi, where's Revi'i over here? Shlishi. I can't find Revi. Isn't that funny? Let's see. Where does it start? The Ata Tsuvesa Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk Yud Tes. Wow, they don't have in the Sefer. Look at this. They don't have in the Sefer Revi. They left it out here. Very strange. Whew. Wow. Is another Revi maybe?
Yeah.
No, I don't see another Revi. Wow, they left it out here. Okay. Pasuk Yutas, let's see in the Atzari, they say, Mifukad, Mitzuva, Achshav, Letigim, Afkad, Asadlash, and Ovar, Kloshna Kosev, no, Eglon, Wagon, Yeshem, Shamila, Agola, Mukar, Aramis. It's Aramaic, Bagolo, it's Man Kariv, Lefish Yochel, Odom, Lulachas, Ben Mimutsu, and Hios. Ooh, this is a nice idea, nice insight. Why is a wagon called an Egla? So he wants to say, go take Agolois wagons. Because a wagon comes from the word, it's not a Hebrew word. And the word Agola is an Aramaic word. Another example of Aramaic words in the Torah, Agola means Ba'agola uvizman kariv. Quickly. A wagon gets you to your destination very quick. If you have to walk by foot, you're not going to get there so fast. You go in a car, an agola, you get there very quickly. So the word agola is really a borrowed word that is taken from the word ba'agola, quickly. So here is another word in the Torah that is really an Aramaic word that has been put into the Torah. I'll add that to the list of all of the Aramaic words in the Torah. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf. The A Nechem, Al Tochos Al Klechem, your eyes shall not have Al Tochos, shall not have mercy Al Kilechem on your utensils. In other words, don't go and take down from Canaan, your table, your chair, your table and chairs, your beds. Leave over all of your property, sell it, or do something, because when you come to Egypt, everything is new. I'm going to give you a new house, new furnishings, new utensils. Leave your gemaras, your shas there in Canaan. I'll buy you a new set, a new shas here when you come to Mitzrayim. Ve'einichem al tochos al kleichem, don't have pity on your utensils. Ki tov kol eretz Mitzrayim lochem hu, the best of the land of Egypt is yours. Let us see over here what it says over here in the Rashi. Pasuk Chaf. There is no Rashi. Targum, there's nothing in bold here. Ve'inchon lo sechus al monechon. Your eyes should have no mercy on your utensils. Arei, because Tuv kol ara de Mitzrayim de lechon hu, the best of Egypt is yours for the taking. All right, let's see what it says over here in the Ma'at Sari. In Pasuk Chaf, the Lechoyin Tag Mamila Lechem. Okay, Vaita, no. That's it, nothing here. Next Pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayasuchem Bnei Yisrael Vayitei Lechem Yosef Agolois. Okay, so they did so, the Bnei Yisrael Vayitei Lechem Yosef Agolois, and he gave them Agolois. He gave them wagons. Alpi Paro. Vayitei Lechem Tzeda Ladoch, and he gave them provisions for the road. Rashi, Pasuk of Aleph, no Rashi. Targum, also very scant. Vavadu came to Yisrael, Vihav Lohan Yosef, Egon wagons, Al Neymar Paro, Vihav Lohan Zivodin Leorcha. Oh, that's a good word. Tseda. Tseda means provisions, and the translation of the word Tseda is Zivodin. Now, what is Zivodin? Let's see the Ma'at, sorry, he makes a comment over here. Chaf Aleph. Al memra kein find zivodin tzeda beramis. Uldas Rabbanim says milzukam loshna mikra zeved toy vitirgim loshna rabim zeved toy. Okay, what's the word zeved toy? A good provisions. Zeved tzeda. All right, he's not really saying very much. He's not saying much over here, and he's not saying over here. Let's see over here, and let me look over here in the footnotes. No footnotes over here. Okay, no footnotes either. Next pasuk. Pasuk Chavez. Okay, here we're going to come to over here. To something over here. L'chulom nosan lo ish chalifos simolois ulevin yomin nosan shlosh meos kesef v'chamesh chalifos simolois. All of the brothers, he gave them a change of clothing, and Binyamin, he gave him 5 changes of clothing and 300 coins. 300 coins. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi either. No Rashi on this pasuk. Targum, we have 2 words. 2 words that need to be discussed. L'chul l'cholhon yahav l'gvar it's tilovon. In the art scroll, the word is in bold. Chalifois simolois. Now, I always learn the word chalifois means an exchange. It means a change of clothing. But that's not what it says. It says over the word it's tilovon. Okay, the levushin ulevinyamin yochav talas me'on siloin dichsaf. Here the Targum adds a word. It says in the pasuk kesef, and the Targum adds the word silin coins dechsaf, v'chamesh it's the lavon changes of the levushin. Five, it's the lavon. Now, what do these two words mean over here? So let's see over here first the Rashi. There is no Rashi, and let's see the Targum. Targum over here is going to discuss some of these things. Targum here says, let's see, pasuk chav beis. It says it's the lavon Rashi perish. It's the list talis a talis. There's no Rashi on this. Not over here. Somewhere else. A talis. Uviyoy perish Rashi levush kimin choluk. Avol b'toisvus Rashi v'targum yoinasan kasusha. It's the list ena kisaynes. The choluk Rashi elu kisadin list atev ba. V'nir shu begit choshuv. K'demashul bein achan v'shimshon v'naman. Shetargum b'yoinasan menuzil. It's the loin. Okay. So it seems over here the word chalifos over here means it's a machloikis. Is this a garment that you wear on your body, or is this a head covering, some type of hat? Chalifos, which is a little bit strange because that's similois. Or maybe it means it doesn't mean a head covering. It means like a coat. A coat. I guess the question is this thing that he gave them, is it just to cover their body? Or is it something which covers, it's something that you wear on top of your clothing? It's like a talus. You don't wear the talus shel mitzvah on your body. You wear on your body clothing, and you put the talus shel mitzvah on top of your clothing. So it seems that there's a disagreement as to the meaning of an itztila. An itztila d'rabbanan. It doesn't mean that you're wearing a garment. A garment is a basic garment. Everyone wears a garment. The way the great people distinguish themselves is they wear an itztila d'rabbanan, they wear an outer garment on top of their garment, which is symbolic, represents something different. Okay, now, just between me and you, I always thought the word in Pasuk HaBeis, l'chulam nosan lish chalifos simlos, which means a chalifa. Chalifa means to exchange. This kinyan chalipin. Chalipin means you make an exchange. I will give you a handkerchief, and in exchane, you're going to be makne, you're going to give me authority.
And when we say kaporos also, chalifosi.
This should be an exchange. So I thought it meant that he gave them new clothing. Right now, you take off your shmatas. You're wearing dirty clothing that's worn out, it smells. I'm giving you new clothing in exchange. Take the clothing you're wearing off and wear this instead. A fresh set of clothing, an exchange of the clothing. That's what I thought it means, a chalifa. But Rashi is silent. We don't know what Rashi over here, because Rashi doesn't say anything over here. But the Targum, that's not what it means. The word chalifois simolois, he translates, let's see, chabez again, l'chul niyav l'gvar, Gvar, it's the lavon de levusha. The word simolois means a levush. De levusha. So what's the word chalifois? It means in it's the levon. Means a special type of garment. He's not giving them to exchange their clothing. Keep your clothing. I'm giving you an outer garment. I'm giving you like a talus. Or I'm giving you something, a chalifos. It's a shame dover. It's a tie that's a chiddush, because I always thought it meant over here is an exchange of clothing. No, it means to give you an additional garment to wear on top of your garments. All right, and then he goes on to say, okay. Then he goes on. Next chiddush over here is sil in. Chaysaf alosh nakasav aymash kuzl el. It says over here he gave them shloish meois kasef. 300 silver coins, and he says the word kasef over here, he adds the word siloin. He gave them 300 selah. He adds a word, didn't just give them, in other words, don't make a mistake and think that he gave them piece of silver. He did not give them pieces of silver. He gave them coins, minted coins. All right. If not that Rashi, we wouldn't know. Maybe it means he gave them, after the Targum, maybe he would think that he gave them pieces of silver. Kamash Mlani did not give them pieces of silver. He gave them actual minted coins. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Or before we go further, let me read you over here the article. He says something over here. The article talks about this. The term itzdilavon in the plural form of itzdila, which is a mantle or a cloak. Alternatively, a wrap. Okay, thus Yosef gave each of his brothers a mantle or a wrap. According to Aksav HaKabbalah, the Hebrew expression Chalifa Simolos means woven garments. Okay, we have all these terms. A mantle, a cloak, a woven garment. For the word chalifos, literally, okay, for the word chalifos literally changes, reflects the fact that the woof thread constantly changes position going over and under the warp thread. Wow. Nubshat. The word chalifa, it means to exchange. It means to change. How is that referred to a garment? Wool. Because in wool, the threads are woven over and under. The woof and the warp. The process of making clothing, the thread goes up and down. So that's why it's called chalifa. Only by wool do you have this mitzias, is where the threads go over and under. The Egyptians were expert weavers who produced very fine fabric. Thus, according to the Kabbalah, Yosef gave his brothers garments of finely woven material. Some suggest that the Aramaic expression "itzlan delavushin" simply refers to elegant garments in fine fabric. Some say it just means elegant. Okay, we have over here many different interpretations. Sachakol, I always thought it meant an exchange of clothing, and we're not even discussing what they are. And then we have over here that's not what the Targum says. He used the word "itzlan," which means an itzla. The Rabbanim means a special type of garment. What is special doesn't say. And according to one interpretation, it means he gave them wool. And wool is called chalif because it goes over, up, up, and over. Okay. And when it comes to coins, he adds the word selah. In accordance with the Gemara's teaching, that whenever the term mentions around silver, without its denomination, it means coins. It means minted coins. That means that in Egypt, that's interesting, that in Egypt they had minted coins. Okay. A selah is like is a minted coin. That's a chiddush. You've never heard. I don't know, what is the oldest minted coin that is known to man today in a museum? What year? I'm sure on Google will tell you the oldest minted coin. I don't know, it's probably not more than, I don't know, not time of Egypt. It doesn't go back. We don't have today. It's interesting.
Yeah, but Abraham also paid coins for the money.
Right, so as I'll say. So you're right, 100%. The question is, in the secular world, when do they believe scientists, if you can trust them, that we have at least a record of the first minted coin? How do they mint coins? They had technology in those days to mint coins. Most people will tell you that minting coins is a more modern concept. In olden days, how would you buy? You would barter. I'll trade you a piece of silver for a piece of bread. They were just pieces of silver. They weren't minted. They weren't just silver and gold. A chunk of silver for a chunk of gold, and they would just trade. Everything was trading. I'll trade you a chicken for a jacket, for a garment, an animal for some lumber. They would barter. The concept of having coins is a much more modern concept. And then to mint the coins based upon, you know, the current authority, it's even a more modern concept. All right, whatever it is. But over here it says he gave Binyamin shalosh me'ois kesef. 300, if you take the pasuk literally, 300 pieces of silver. Targum adds the word silin. A sel is a coin, and a coin is minted with an image, or something, some symbol, a picture, a letter, words. There's something on a coin. That's what a sela is. It's a chiddush. I'm going over back, all the way back to this time. All right, now we go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is pasuk Chav Gimel Ula Aviv to his father, Shalach Yosef sent to his father Shalach Kezois Asarach Amorim 10 donkeys Noisim carrying Mituv Mitzvah from the best of Egypt. 10 donkeys, like today would be 10 tractor trailers. The Eser Asanois, 10 Asanois. What's an Asan is like a mule. Nois is carrying bor, grain, Velechem, bread, Umozoin food, Le'aviv, for his father, La'dorech, on the way down. When his father's going to come down from Egypt, they're going to go from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Mitzrayim, they need food. They need airline food. This is the first airline food ever. When they travel from Egypt down, he's basically giving them the meal mart, I don't know, whatever. They're giving them the airline food. He sent 10 asonis, noises, bor, grain, v'lechem, bread, u'mozon, l'aviv, l'adorech. Here is where meal mart made their parnasa. Okay. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi Chav Gimel. Shalach Kazois Kachesh Nazer Ma'ah Cheshvan Asar Chavarim Ten Donkeys Mitu Mitzrayim Motzin B'Talmud Shalach Lo Yain Yashan Old Wine Shadaz Zekeinim Loichemenu Umedush Agada Grisin Shalpol Beans Arbis. I saw a very good joke. This is hilarious to me. I never heard this before. Is at this time who is expecting? Levi, Yocheved was born Bein HaChoymos, right? Yocheved, she was born as they came into Egypt, which means that at this moment in time, Yaakov was expecting a grandchild. Yaakov's son Levi, his wife was pregnant, because when they came into Egypt, Bein HaChoymos, Yocheved was born. And this happened right before. So that means that she was pregnant. So what was she going to have? Was she going to have a boy or a girl? So if she would have a girl, you have to make a kiddush. So I'm sending you the wine for the kiddush. If he's going to have a boy, you have to make a shalom zocher. So I'm going to send you arbis, the pole shall grisen. That's what Rashi says. He sent him wine and pole shall grisen, which basically means arbis. Beans. So, because manavshach, if Yocheved, if Levi gives birth, Levi has a boy, you make a kiddush, a girl make a kiddush, you need yayin for the kiddush. And if she has a boy, you need to make arbis for the shalom zachar. So, you covered. I got you covered for the shalom zachar or the kiddush for the bris, for the child. And that's a joke, but it's a pretty good joke. That's one of the better jokes came across over here in this parashah. So, therefore, you sit him over here. He sent him over here. Rashi he says, "Mitzvah Yisrael, Mitzvah B'Talmud Shalach Shalach Yain Yashin Shazan Yirgamenu Meshagada Grisin Shal Paul." Fine. Bar V'Lechem. What does it mean? Bar V'Lechem. Kit Targumoy, grain and bread. Umazoin Liftan. What's Mazon? Liftan means relish. Liftan means something that you eat together with bread. What exactly? I don't know. It's not so clear. What does it say in the Targum? Targum says, "Uliavu Shalach Kedah," like this. Asra. Chamorin 10 Asra means 10 donkeys. Teinin loaded mituva dimitzrayim. Vasar kevyasar in 10 asanon donkey mules. Teinon loaded ibor. Ibor means grain. Ulchem and bread. Now here it says uzivodin. The targum translates the word mazon with the word zivadin, lavu l'orcha. Now, what does the word uzivadin mean? What does that mean? So, over here, Rashi said it means lifton. Targum said it means uzivadin. Okay, what is over here in the art scroll? The art scroll over here says, he sent him, let's see, valozu, uzivadin, provisions. Uzvadin means provisions. 20:25. This is unlike Rashi, who explains that the reference is to relish, meaning the kind of foods that accompany bread during Mitzvah. Over here, machlekes Rashi minklas. Over here, the word uzvadin, it's the same word as tzeda. Right on the top of the page, vayiten pasuk chav aleph Vayitain lohem tseido ladorech. And there the Targum said it means zivodin, provisions. And here it says mozoin, and the Targum translates the word mozoin to mean uzivodin. Another example of where we find that the Targum is coming to simplify a very small language. You have a very short vocabulary in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, and there are very few words. And over here, you would think there are two different words. There is tseido ladorech, and here it says umozoin le'aviv ladorech. So we would think that the word mozoin for his father's derech is not the same thing as the tseido ladorech. Ladorech. Yet the Targum translates the word tseido and the word mozoin exactly the same. That's the chiddush. That's one of the yesoides that we learned in this shir, is that the Targum is simplifying the language by translating multiple words with the same Aramaic translation. All right, now let's see what it says over here in the Ma'at Sadi on this pasuk of Gimel. It says Kidein Kizeh. Okay, Zeh Ulai Ladaitim Zeus Gorna Mincha. Okay, next. Te'inin, te'unin, okay. Ulechem, lechem mamish. Below nefarish lechem, shemekul loshen mozen, lechem ish, okay. Nothing really yet. Uzivadin. Uzivadin means provisions. Tergim ki loshen akos of tseida. Gam rash of nechemia, perish tseida, mozen, aldeich unkelis, shemilim, mischalfais. Ladas, horeim, that's a Mizrahi, of Avram Mizrahi. Lift on. Davar nechlem lechem. Shogim lechem by pass. Shemashakosa mozen loba rabbis. Davar shein a nigel bar velechem. Shabalosh na toira kol ma design nigel mozen.
No,
before this. I'm going to be high. Shapeirish mozen to einim with simoikim with utmanim with yetzibov nirsh das unkel shemot le derech misavs al mozen. Alright, doesn't really explain this machloikis, what exactly it means. Machloikis, what exactly the Targum over here means to say, is there a machloikis in the Targum and Rashi? Is there a disagreement? It's not so clear. But one thing is for sure that we have the same word. Can we listen to another pasuk? Pasuk al Gimel. Vayishalach esecha vayelechu, he sent his brothers and they went. Vayimel aleihem al tir gizu badorech. Don't fight. Don't fight on the road. Rashi, Pasuk of Dalit. Al tirgizu badorech, Rashi. Al tisasku bidvar halacha. Don't talk in learning. Don't, why shalo sirgas aleichem adorech davarach. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's what they're going to talk about. They're going to talk about halacha. You would think that they would fight about what happened. They would talk about that Yosef, 22 years ago, we sold him as a slave. V'chulu v'chulu. I mean, what else would you talk about on the way home? If you were going home after this story, you would talk about whatever happened. No, he's concerned. They're not going to talk about this. They're going to talk about a sugya, the daf yomi. They're going to learn daf yomi, and they're going to get into a difficult sugya, and they're going to start talking in halacha, and they're going to lose their concentration. They're not going to focus on the road, and they're going to get lost. So when you go home, don't learn the daf. When you go home, when you're driving, no texting, no cell phones. You just focus on the road. Don't talk in halacha. Pella. That's what they were going to do. Al tisasku b'der halacha shlos sirgas aleichem adorech, so that the derech should not become. What does the Rashi over here mean? Sirgas. I'm not sure what he means. Dover acher. Al tafsiu psiagasa. Don't speed. Don't speed. Stay within the speed limit. I took him a guy from Muncie. The guy was crazy. The guy was totally nuts, this guy. So I went to a wedding in Muncie, and someone asked me, can you do me a favor, take home this fellow? Of course. So I take him into the car, puts on his seatbelt, and so right away the guy's nuts. And then he starts telling, then we start going. And he said, he sees that I'm going like fast. I wasn't going fast, I was going regular. And he says to me, oh, you have to slow down. You have to slow down. You're going too fast. So I start having a lot of fun with this guy. I said, what do you mean? It says there's 65. I'm doing 66, 67, maybe 70. So he says, yeah, you can't. He says you can't speed. You have to follow the laws. You can't speed. I said, what do you mean? 65. That's the minimum. So he went with sugar. I pull over. I have to get out of the car. Okay, fine. Then I said to him, this really was scary. I said to him, you know what? Should we go after we got over into the Palisades? We got into the city. I said to him, should we take the West Side Highway or the FDR? What do you think? Which way should we go? He says, I have an idea. Let's first do the FDR. Then we'll come back, and then we'll do the West Side. Then we'll pull over and we'll decide which one was better. And then we'll go back to do it L'shem Shemayim. So he starts thinking. So it was, he really thought I was serious. My adventures. Okay. So,
this guy will say the same story like here that I did a driver. It's proposed for opposite.
All right, so this is Al Tirgas Aleichem HaDerech. The road should not be angry at you. I don't know what this really means. It means today, don't Davracher Al Tavsu Psiugasa, don't speed. The Kansu Bachamaliir, when you come into the city, come in during daylight. Don't drive at the dark. Don't drive at night. The b'shutah is because they were embarrassed. He was worried. They'll fight by derech al dvar mechirasa, why he was sold. He was afraid they would fight about what happened. So therefore he told them, don't fight. Don't talk about what happened. Don't talk about what happened. Just go home, and we'll figure this out another time. Now let's see the unkelis. Unkelis, what does he say? Pasik. Chav Dalid. It says v'shalach yos achayi v'azalu v'amar lochayin losis nitzoin ba'orcha. Okay, that's the word for tirgizu. Sis nitzoin. In the art scroll, it translates the word to quarrel. Number 26. Yosef was concerned that the brothers might cast blame on each other for their selling Yosef. In another approach to the verse, Rashi explains Yosef's brothers not to become deeply involved in Torah study while traveling, lest they lose their way and cause the trip to become a source of agitation for them. Others explain that the word tirguzu to mean do not be frightened. All right. So, but the symbol sisnitsu means to fight. The Targum is vague. Rashi really elaborates. And let me read you what it says over here in the Ma'at, sorry, 20 Chav Dalet. Chav Dalet. Okay, Yishlach Tag Vishav Lavavari, Kamoy Lo Sisn Son Al Tarivu, Sisn Son Lashon Riv, Ki Yinotsu Anoshim, Al Tirgazu Lufiakavon, Al Tis, Tisavu Lachem Roiges, Baderech Al Yidei Shetarivu, Vichain, Perish, Shudu Lo Tagim Tirgazu Lashon Pachat. Don't be afraid. Ramban. All right. Do not fight. It seems that the word altirgizu is a hard word. Rigzu vialtechetahu. Rigzu ordinarily means to be afraid. Don't be afraid. But that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum of it says sis nitsun, like ki notsu anoshim yachtav. If two men are fighting, don't fight. All right, we'll leave it with that. So we learned today a couple of things. We learned about Seda, Agola. Agola is an Aramaic word. Hashta ba'agola v'zman koriv. Seda is zivodin. And the Targum translates with Seda and Mazon the same. We learned about Siloim. Kesef is Siloim. And we learned that Chalifois doesn't just mean an exchange of clothing. A chalifos means an exquisite garment. It's a garment. And it also could be, maybe it's a wool garment because the woof goes up and down. It changed us a very tremendous chiddush. All right, so we learned a couple of things here tonight. Rabbi Leizer, thank you for coming. Have a good night.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Zayigazan, be well. Thank you. Mordechai, thank you for coming, Mordechai.
I was going to ask you about...